Hello and welcome to Sundial. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, do you have an aunt or a grandparent that refuses to set up an email account? Perhaps you've gotten to that age yourself where you don't see value in using the internet on a regular basis. Well, a new program in Broward County with the South Florida Institute of Aging wants to change that perspective. Senior Planet is a 10-week course that teaches people 55 years and older the basics of using the web, from using Google Maps to finding your friend's house, ordering prescriptions online, setting up an email account. Aurora Oliphant recently graduated from Senior Planet. She's joined by the senior administrator of the program, Becky Smither, and the president of the South Florida Institute of Aging, Peter Caldez. And they're joining us from the studios of WXEL in Boynton Beach. Folks, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yes.
Becky, let me start with you. Where does the interest for these seniors to become digitally adept come from? I mean, you know, what do you see out there? What are people asking for?
Well, we've had a lot of interest from the community, and our audience really was reached from a newspaper article that was in the Sun Sentinel. And from that, we got over 400 phone calls of interest, because people that aren't using the internet or using email, they're still reading the newspaper. So it was a direct hit to the population that we want to serve, and they are all just very excited and interested to learn what they've been missing.
And I'm wondering, what levels of expertise are folks coming into this program with? I mean, are you talking about people who are starting from ground zero, amateurs?
Yes, we target beginners, and that has many levels within it. There's people in the class that have never touched a keyboard, or maybe it's been 30 years. And other people, they do have an email, but they don't know the working of it. They don't understand that they can access their email when they're not at home on somebody else's computer or at the library.
I'm curious, what's in the curriculum? What are you teaching them?
Well, the initial course that we're teaching is Internet Computer Basics, and it's 10 chapters, and it starts with first just understanding what is software, what is hardware, what is an operating system. We go through that very briefly, and then it's learning smart, effective keywords to get what you're trying to find online, you know, safety practices online, setting up an email. Each student sets up their own email account through Gmail, and that they practice, you know, week to week, sending, receiving, attachments, forwarding, learning about blind copy, and then there's activities. The whole class is internet-based, so once they log in, they're going online to do the daily activities of that lesson. And then they, you know, get into more advanced skills, learning what the extensions mean in a web address, you know, .com.
It sounds like it's just all the basics to understand just even maneuvering around the internet. Aurora, I'm curious, what inspired you to take the Senior Planet class?
I was in one of my SOFIA meetings, and it was presented. And I was debating, and then I decided at the last minute to take it, because I said, well, what is a Chrome class? I've never really heard of a Chrome computer.
Yeah.
So, and when I got in there and found out what it was all about, I was really glad I joined it. I had a real good time.
And you're talking about, yes, the Google Chromebook, the type of computer that you're using. Let me ask you this, Aurora. I have you know, parents, relatives who, you know, they just kind of don't care, or they're intimidated, or they just think like, well, you know, I don't need that. I just don't need the technology. I don't care about social media. But do you think it's a generational thing?
Yes, to an extent. Because the older you are, a lot of times you hate changes. And you're afraid a lot of times to attempt certain things. But I believe it's a generation.
Yeah. So tell me, what's the one thing that you learned in the Senior Planet class that really has been the most significant for you?
Well, I learned about how to send my email, go into email, compose email. If I didn't want certain people to see what I was doing, you know, carbon copy, blank carbon copy. I learned how to save a lot of things that we went into. That I didn't know. There was so much I learned.
And I heard that you love to go on YouTube.
I love it. I love it.
What do you do on YouTube?
I pull up music, and there are a lot of little things I saw that popped up with, like, different movies and other little things that you can find. While I was in class, I saw some of the, like, Abbott and Costello. They popped up, and I wanted to find out more about them. So, you know, and I while we was in class, I kind of, like, you know, went into it to see and learn some of the things about them.
You know, Peter, let me ask you this. Why start this program in the first place? I mean, did you see a great demand for these, this kind of skill set among the population, the aging population?
It started with the demand that Aurora mentioned with our existing program volunteers who would often call us to ask for, can we help them get to a doctor's appointment using this Uber thing? Or can you help them find housing online? So we started paying attention to the needs of the people we were serving already and realized, look, we're all living in a digital world, and it's just vitally important that seniors remain connected and empowered to handle these affairs of theirs. So we thought, why not pilot some technology training courses based on methods that have been successful in places like New York City, here in South Florida. And to our overwhelming surprise, there is great demand out there.
You know, I wonder too about the age. You say 55 and older, and I know in the past, you know, that's considered from that point on, I guess, senior. But, you know, in this tech world that we live in, that's still kind of young.
It is kind of young, but the tech world is changing so rapidly that even folks who consider themselves to be maybe young boomers or older Gen Xers are finding themselves behind the times. And so what we're able to do is bring people back to the basics and help them understand the basics in order to evolve with the changing technologies.
I can relate. As a Gen Xer, I've got millennials constantly teaching me new things. I'm talking with Peter Caldez. He's the president and CEO of the South Florida Institute on Aging, and he's joined by Becky Smither, the administrator of the Digital Literacy Program hosted by the Institute called Senior Planet. Also, one of the recent graduates from the program, Aurora Oliphant, joins us as well. Peter, I want to stay with you for a second here. Over the past several years, you know, we've seen a lot of cybersecurity attacks and phishing scams, and they target the senior population. So how much of this program is focused on that digital literacy and teaching people like Aurora, like, these are the things you need to know, these are the kind of scams that are trying to get you?
Well, it all comes down to confidence in understanding what is happening to you when you are online. Many of the chapters included in this curriculum includes identifying key things that'll just provide that red flag to know, uh-oh, that's spam, or nope, they're phishing. They may not know the complexities behind phishing, but they know the indicators, if you will, of how to avoid being trapped. Senior fraud is a huge issue, whether it's by phone or in person, but increasingly over the internet, folks are falling to some pretty dangerous scams, and we're hoping our basic classes can help.
Aurora, I heard that this program has really been useful for you for your Bible group.
Yes, it sure have. I took it with me to church because I have a friend. We teach a couple of Sundays out of the month. And I sat in the class with my Chrome and was able to log on and pull up a lot of information that I needed.
So if you run into other folks who, again, they're scared, they're intimidated, or they just don't think that it's useful to them, I mean, what do you tell them? How do you convince them that it's not scary and it might be useful?
Well, I have to tell them to try it. I was afraid. I did, you know, use the regular computer because I like to play games. But when it came down to a lot of other things, I was afraid because I didn't know what a lot of the little icons and dots and things was. And when I did get into something and I didn't understand it and I couldn't get out of it, I would cut the computer off and I wouldn't venture in that area anymore. But since I've taken this class, I've gotten braver. So it doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah, no, like I said, listen, every now and then I got to go find somebody really young to show me just how to use my phone right. Becky, this is the inaugural year for the program. What do you expect for the future? What kind of expansion do you have in mind?
Well, the first class started in June and graduated, which Aurora was a big part of. And by the end of December, we will have started and graduated 10 classes in Broward and Southern Palm Beach County. So just half of the year is very exciting, lots of activity, lots of interest from the community. And then moving forward in 2019, we get calls constantly from communities, senior centers, sites that are eager to partner with us. So we see an endless amount of opportunities of partnering sites
for the upcoming year. It's anyone 55 or older. Is that anybody in Broward? Where can they go to sign up?
Well, if they are internet savvy, they are welcome to visit our website. However, many of our target population will not be. They can call us, and the sites are listed, and then we will be building new sites for 2019. So they just contact us, we get their interest information, and then they're filed like in a location by their city, and then when a new site and course is opening, we call them. So our number at SOFIA is 954-484-7117, and the Senior Planet department is extension 7. But we anticipate at least another 10 sites for 2019, and as we partner with these sites, our vision is that they will have ongoing courses. So once a site is established, they run a course, it's continually offered at that site.
Yeah. I was curious, too, about, you know, other things that besides just the basics, because they're important. But, you know, we're moving into this world now where it's not just the computer. More people are spending time on their tablets or their phones, but also now voice activation is becoming big, like the Alexa. Is there training in how to use these devices?
Well, the first curriculum we have is the basic, which I discussed, but we are definitely adding to our curriculum in 2019. We're going to have a Money Matters class and also social media. And also we envision having workshops for specific devices such as Skype or Alexa, things like that. So more like a daily workshop people can come to and attend.
Again, talking about a special course that's now growing in South Florida, teaching seniors about technology, teaching them about how to maneuver around on the internet. And we've been talking with Becky, you just heard from Becky Smyther. She's the administrator of the digital literacy program hosted by the Institute called Senior Planet. We also heard from Peter Caldez. He's the president and CEO of the South Florida Institute on Aging. And we also heard from Aurora Oliphant. She is a recent graduate of the program. And again, we're going to post that number up on our website as well and make sure that you have a way, if you're curious about these classes or for someone you know, that you could find them and, of course, sign up. Peter, Becky, Aurora, it's been a real pleasure. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lewis.